This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon, and I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today. Thank you for joining us. Count it a privilege of ours to come into your place of listening. We trust the broadcast to be a blessing and a help to you. I'd like to begin it with a word of prayer, so if you could, pray with us. Fathers, we bow before you. We thank you for this day you've given us. Thank you for the opportunity to be here on the radio, to be with the listeners, Lord, and I pray that you'd bless each and every one of them. Pray, Father, the word of God go out, find good ground, accomplish that whereunto you please. God, we want to give you once again the glory and honor. Thank you for all you've done for us, Lord, being good to us, loving us, and sending your son to give his life for ours, pay the ransom for us, Lord. Thank you for that, Lord. I sure do appreciate it. Realize how sorry I am, but Lord God, in that, I realize how good you are, that you'd commend your love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And God, I thank you, and I bless you today. Lord, I ask you once again, bless the listeners, help them, Lord, in each fashion of life, most of all in their spiritual walk with you, Lord. We'll give you glory and honor through it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, brethren, let me make just a few quick announcements concerning the work that we're engaged in. If you would continue to pray for our children's homes, one here in Bristol, Tennessee, one in North India, one in South India, one in Romania, as well as the feeding centers in Romania and Bulgaria where they feed the children daily. If you would, please, be in much prayer over that. Over the last couple months, we've kind of been short on the money to feed them. I've been trying to get it together and make up the difference. And if you'd like to help in that, I'll give you a mailing address here shortly and tell you a little bit about it. It's in the villages where the missionaries go in. They have the churches to meet with them in these villages and meet with them daily, feed them. If it wasn't for that, these youngins wouldn't have food. Very poor, very needy area. But anyway, the Lord has supplied, and I believe he'll continue to, and we're just trying to give you an opportunity to help in this if the Lord lays it upon your heart. And we're so grateful for what he has done in this ministry over the last several years, and just looking forward to more things taking place. But once again, you remember the feeding centers, and then remember the churches in those countries, Romania, Bulgaria, the Ukraine, a lot of things going on, especially with the war in the Ukraine, and things are having to operate just a little bit different. But some folks' eyes are being opened up to their need of God, and I appreciate that. I hate that the war, the turmoil, and all these other things, but the Lord knows how to open the doors, open the eyes, and open the hearts of the people. So if you would, please continue to pray for that. We're grateful, thankful for all that you've done, thankful for your support for this ministry through 2023. Now we're heading into 24, and we're just looking to see what God has for us to do and looking for His will in our lives. But anyway, I want to give you mailing addresses, if you would. Write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee 37621. And at this time, we're going to go to the auditorium of the Brookside Baptist Church. We trust it'll be a blessing.
Calm the raging battle in my mind. In search of many answers that my troubled soul just couldn't seem to find. I saw a flower blooming, there was no rain or sunshine, and I knew that this flower would change the rest of my life. Of my valley, and he blooms all the time. So if you're down and brokenhearted, and you just can't seem to find peace of mind, you're searching for your answers, but your problems are getting worse all the time. Just reach your hand to Jesus. He'll take you in and break the ties that bind. He'll be the lily of your valleys, and you can watch Him bloom all the time. I found the lily of my valley. I found strength when I was worn. Found a place to leave my burdens. I found refuge from the storm. I found a place to trade my dark skies for beamy ray of sunshine. I found the lily of my valley.
Amen. I appreciate that. Amen. I appreciate them coming over. I like that, don't you? Amen. Glad I found the lily of the valley. Amen. What I needed. Amen. If you hadn't found what you need, you can find it today. Amen. She's around here. Sure is. Amen. Ephesians chapter 3, I want to talk to you about the mystery. Great Lord, what a mystery. Amen. I've been hid from in God from the foundation of the world. And Paul said, for this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 1. If you've heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given to me to you, how that by revelation he made known to me the mystery, as I wrote in few words, whereby when you read you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. And I don't have time to preach long on it today, but I want to tell you today, I appreciate God. Amen. All those years that those old men of God tried to find out. I mean, they knew that God had something different and something better. And we're in the best days that anybody's ever lived. And God had something better, and he had it hid from all those fellows over yonder and saved it for you and me. Can you believe that God would do something like that when he did anyhow? I mean, he saved the best for the last. I mean, he did. One day when there's a making that wine over there, when he sent after the wine, I mean, they said, well, that fellow said, the king said, You saved the best for the last. That's what he done for us. The best for the last. I mean, we're living in the day of grace. I mean, no law, no commandments, no works, no nothing. God done everything for us. I mean, that don't mean that you ought to do whatever you can for him, because you ought to appreciate what he's done for you. But I want to tell you right now, it's all by cause of him, and it's because of his grace. If you've ever heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, have you ever noticed what God's done for you? There, listen what all he's done. I mean, oh, he saved you by his grace, and he sealed you by his spirit, and he kept you by his power, and it's all him, and he's put you in his body, and he's made you complete in him. And I mean, he's made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Lord God, I mean it. You could ever wake up and find out where you are this morning, and it'd take everybody in town to catch you. We're living in a pitiful world when they think, boy, God don't love me. Well, he loved you good enough to hide all these good things for you and keep them to the end of the age and reveal them to the Apostle Paul and call old Paul out, and he called him out to do that one thing. Paul said in verse 3, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it's now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Lord God, one time we didn't have no hope. We didn't have no promise. But now we're in the day of grace, under God's grace and under God's economy. We've got something nobody ever had. I mean, Lord have mercy. We're sitting here today thinking, well, I don't have nothing. Well, you've got everything, buddy. I mean, you've got everything that God ever had for anybody. He gave it all to you. I mean, listen, I'm glad one day I read over there whole Abraham give all he had to Isaac. Thank God, I'm glad God gave all he had to Jesus, and Jesus give me half of it. Now, honey, I mean, you can't fathom that. That's more than you can take. To think you got half everything Jesus has got. Amen. I mean, everything. I mean, every one of us has got half. You say, well, I don't understand it. I don't want you to understand it. I just want you to believe it, because it's in here. I mean, there ain't a mathematics nowhere in this country. There ain't no computer. There ain't no calculator that can do all that and get all that fixed up. Hey, everybody that's saved, can you believe today? And I was thinking this morning while they were singing and while all this good stuff was going on, they're having a time. Well, they done had meeting over in Bulgaria, but I guarantee you them people over there have been praying for us. I guarantee you them people in Romania have been praying. Them new shoes on men walking around, Lord God, they ain't no telling where they're at. I mean, they've got their head in heaven and their feet on the ground. I want you to know right now there's some business going on in this country and in this world tonight, today. And I thank God that we've got a little part of it. I thought a while ago, I ought to mention this a while ago before I started preaching, that you ought to go beyond that building and just take a little gaze at the things that God's done in the last 2 months. You ought to look at them shoes and them socks and all that other good clothes that we've got, and the nice coats that we've got, and all that good stuff. I mean, we've got an abundance over there, and you ought to just go over there to that building. Let somebody tour you through it. I don't think William will be able to. I don't know if he can walk out of here today or not, but bless God, I'm glad that the Holy Ghost come by and filled his soul and filled his heart and filled his mind, and I'm glad he got past singing. And
I'm glad he got past shouting. I mean, there is a time you can get so far out that you can't do a thing. But just look at what God's doing and see the good things of God. But the old Paul said that us Gentiles, isn't it wonderful? I mean, God give all the promises he had to Israel. He give all the covenants to Israel. He give all the services of God to Israel. But thank God, I'm glad that one day, I mean, you can read the Old Testament and you'll never find what's in what I'm preaching this morning. It's not in the Old Testament. I mean, God kept it hidden for us. He said, I've got a bunch of coming on, and they're a bunch of outcasts. They're down and out. They're dogs in the Israel sight. That's what Jesus said. He called us dogs. He said, the dogs will eat the crumb. They said, he said, it's not meek for me to take the children's bread, cast it to the dogs. She said, yea, Lord, more of the dogs will eat the crumbs. I'm glad for the crumbs, thank God. But listen, if you'll take the crumbs, he'll give you a loaf after a while. I mean, if you'll take the little things, he'll give you some big stuff. I want to tell you right now, I praise God for what he's doing this morning. I called old Ralph and I said, how they're doing over there with those shoes. He said, we've given out most of them. But he said, you know what? These people over here are crying. The little ones are crying. The big ones are crying. And he said, we give one to the landlord of Joe. When Joe goes over there, he said, that woman there that Joe's getting the house off of, we give her a prayer. Said she's crying her eyes out, trying to pay us. We won't take no money. Ain't God good? Oh, I tell you right now, and we ain't going to take no money. But Lord God, it's done something for that woman, and she'll never get over it. I mean, just to get a pair of shoes from God. I want to tell you right now, I mean, anything you get from God, you ought to thank him for it. I don't care if it's a pair of shoes or a pair of socks or a new shirt or a new tie. It don't matter what it is. Or just any little old thing. Somebody gives you a handkerchief and said, I'm giving you this in the name of the Lord. Lord God, you ought to take it and cherish that. And praise God for it. Oh, ain't God good to save the best for the Gentile world that was dogs and outcasts and forgotten, but thank God forgiven today.
Amen.
Bible said that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body, partakers of the promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of grace. And it is grace. I was thinking about preaching amazing grace. I was thinking about preaching about the amazing grace of God. Amen. I mean, it is amazing how God can take an old gal out there, had seven devils in her, take an old thief off of the cross, I mean, and save him, and put him in the same body with all these other folks that God saved that never did any of that kind of stuff. I thank God that I'm in a body that's got washed and purified, sanctified, and set apart for glory. I'm glad that God can take the vilest of sinners and wash them and make them white as snow. Said, though your sins be as scarlet, they'll be as wool. Though they be red like crimson, they'll be white as snow. Listen what it said. Unto me, in verse 8, unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. You know what kind of fellow you have to get to be? For God to do that for you, you got to feel like you're the least of the least. You got to get down to the bottom of the barrel. I mean, you can't be some high, cocky fella and think God's going to come by and bless me. But you got to get down to the bottom, feel like I'm nothing. That's what Paul done. I mean, an educated man lost it all, forgot it all. And everything he ever knew, he gave it up. And all that law and the commandments and the rest of it, he gave it up. And he said, I'm less than the least. I'm less than the least. That's getting plumbed down to the bottom. But you know what? When you get down there, God will come by with a bucket of grace and a bucket of glory and pour it all over you and all in you. Lord, wouldn't you like, hey, I want this church. I want something to happen to Brookside. I'm a bragging God for it to happen. And I hope before you get out of here this week or tonight, before you get through here tonight, God will pour out everything that you need and all the grace that you need and all the glory. Wouldn't you like to have it? Wouldn't you like for God to fill you with the fullness of God? Wouldn't you like to have the grace like Jesus had when he came into this world full of grace and truth? Boy, let me tell you right now, I mean, he's wanting to fill your bucket, honey. I mean, he wants to load you up. He's got all kinds of good stuff to give you. He saved the best for the last. And thank God he's got it. And he's the same, come and get it. Boy, if you want to get filled this morning, God will fill you not only with the Spirit, but with the goodness of God, with the fullness of God. Man, I'd like to have all that. Whew. I liked it when old Sam got up here and started preaching about the Lamb. Boy, got fired up. William got over there and he couldn't talk for crying. I mean, in the Sunday school class. Then he got up here and tried to sing. Couldn't sing for crying. Just got bowled over here on the railing and just let her go. I like that. You say, well, we don't do that. Oh, honey. You ought to do that every time you get a chance, every time God poured it on you. I mean, I'm glad my cup runs over sometimes. Ain't you glad? I mean, ain't you glad sometimes you get your cup full and it runs over and spills out on somebody else? It's always a blessing to have somebody to spill out their cup of glory on me. I like it when somebody gets a full, I get a little of it. Lord God, that's what I like it. Oh, listen. I want this church from the front to the rear. I want everybody in here how to get so full of God and so full of the love of God. Till William said today, he said, everybody looks so good. Lord God, that's when you look through the eyes of God. I mean, you begin to look through his eyes. Ain't nobody in the world looks bad to you. Everybody's going to look good when you're looking through the eyes you ought to look through. But listen, friend, I mean, God said the mystery. It was hid, I mean, from the foundation of the world. I mean, to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. I mean, have you ever seen? Listen, we're talking about fellowship. I hear a lot of folks and they fuss about me and about the fellowship. Well, honey, the fellowship is nothing you can do to get it. Ain't nothing you can do anything. God come by and saved you without you doing anything. If you ever really got saved, it wasn't a thing you done. It was God who's rich in mercy. Come where you was. Reach down and save your wretched soul out of hell and made a new creature out of you. And you didn't have one thing to do with it. Not one thing. Not one thing. He furnished all the blood, furnished all the grace, furnished all the faith, furnished all the love, and he furnished everything that you needed. There wasn't a thing you could put to it, not one thing. Now, you had nothing to do with getting saved. And, of course, you ain't going to have nothing to do with getting unsaved because you can't do that. I mean, God's the one doing it. And he's done the best for the last. Saved the best for the last. Lord, I tell you right now, I mean, to have a mystery. He had all, listen, I don't know how long this, I don't know when the foundation of the world was. Lane, I mean, might have been, they say, you know, these big scientists that's got all this big stuff in their brains, they say that's millions of years. Well, who cares? God done it whenever it's done. I mean, I don't care when it was, God done it. And when it's all over, we'll have to give God glory. And every knee's going by and every tongue's going to confess to the glory of God and that Jesus is the Christ. Well, I don't care how long it's been. But since the foundation of the world, God, from the beginning of this whole thing, had it all planned out and got it all fixed up. Amen. And knew what was going to happen. I mean, God's not surprised. Do you think God was surprised when we wrote that letter about them shoes? And when I was surprised when they come in, tell you the truth. I mean, when 2,500 and so many pair come in, that surprised me now, really. I mean, but God never got surprised a bit. He knows everything about it. He got her all lined up down through yonder. You say, that's predestination. No, that's just foreknowledge. That's just wisdom of God. That's just God knowing everything. That's a God that I'm serving. That God knows when I'm going to hit into some trouble. He's right there because he knows that I'll need him. He's a very present help in time of trouble. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. That's old Thurman's favorite verse. A friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Man, listen, ain't you glad today? Or are you glad that God saved the best for us? We sit around and look like, well, I ain't got much. Man, you got the best. You say, well, we're going to face some rough times. Don't care what we face, we got the best. We've still got the best. I mean, there's nothing better than what God saved for us. And he kept it for us Gentiles that didn't know nothing. Called old Paul out and said, I chose you from your mother's womb to reveal my son. I mean, I've chosen you from your mother's womb to reveal my son. That's what he saved Paul for. And not just to go around and preach all the time. Said, I saved you to reveal my son. I mean, in you, I'm going to reveal Jesus. Boy, I tell you right now, that's the best. Now, nobody didn't believe that Jesus is the Son of God back then, and most of them don't believe it today. But I believe he is. I believe he's the Son of God. I believe he is God. I believe he's with God. I believe he was with God. I believe he's the Word of God. And I believe he's everything God says he is. Everything this book says, I believe that's him. Boy, I appreciate that. Ain't you glad? Ain't you glad? Well, let's stand our feet. We'll come back tonight and get the rest of it. God, God, pray.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the message this week. Once again, write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee 37621. And until next week, God bless you.